Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. During the early days of the pandemic, two billboards sprung up in East Boston and Roslindale. They were colorful and had the phrase written in English and Spanish, "It ain't easy, but keep going." They were created by Gabriel Souza, one of 10 local artists of color we're introducing this week. WBUR's Lauren Williams went to see him at his studio in Salem.
Gabriel Souza grew up awash in the lush colors, rhythm, and language of Miami, Florida. He has fond memories of walking down 67th Avenue with his grandfather, and they would go to a convenience store called La Campana, where people would gossip and talk about their dreams and memories.
One of the things that's really notable about the Cuban American community is that I was raised somewhere that was just soaked in nostalgia.
From his kitchen counter in Salem, the 38-year-old pulls out a box of drawings he made as a child.
In this stack of childhood drawings, we're looking at what appears to be two mermaids smiling, and they each have speech bubbles.
Even in his earliest art projects, he was exploring words and language, but he didn't become an artist as an adult. At first, he worked as a courtroom interpreter, translating Spanish into English.
The court is a very intimidating place for so many reasons, and I think one of those reasons is certainly language and just how unintelligible and inaccessible it is.
In the court, Souza witnessed how power can be exerted through words. He was also hired to listen to, transcribe, and translate phone calls that were made to and from jails. Prosecutors hoped he'd find incriminating evidence.
Most of the time, though, the calls aren't that at all. There's no admission of guilt or any kind of hint of wrongdoing. It's mainly just people talking about their day or how much they miss somebody. And that's really what stuck out to me.
The calls became the inspiration for a project that displayed words from those transcripts.
It is dozens and dozens of crumpled pieces of paper with writing on them that are tacked to the wall. That's what the piece taps into. And it's called Le Queda Un Minuto. You have 1 minute left.
Sosa's longtime friend and collaborator David Guerra says Sosa's translating in court for people who were trying to navigate a foreign and difficult legal system has been like a North Star in his art practice.
I think collecting all that experience, collecting all that pain, collecting all that uncertainties, I think inspired him to create a body of work that would reflect on the necessity of paying attention to those differences.
So when he was chosen to curate a window display in Somerville, he knew Souza would approach the project in an impactful way.
When they gave me the chance of creating something for those windows, I was like, I'm not going to miss an opportunity to just install a painting that would, you know, embellish the corner. So I was like, Gabriel, we have to create something. You have to use this platform.
Souza posted questions often asked by judges to those seeking asylum on the windows in bright red. His most recent project, though, is at the Fitchburg Art Museum. When Souza began planning the mural for the museum, he knew he wanted the community to get involved. And, of course, he tapped into some of that cultural nostalgia.
So La Bodega de Mis Sueños is a fictitious bodega storefront.
And it's bright. Red and yellow images of mangoes, fish, sandwiches, and coffee line the walls. It looks like a genuine bodega storefront. He encourages people to call him and share their dreams.
There's a working phone number on the bodega's signage, which is 978-233-8040.
Hola, mi nombre es María, y el sueño que tengo es...
Hi, my name is Maria, and my dream is to take my mom to the place where her mom is from in Greece, which I haven't been able to do yet.
These calls are forward-looking, but the project is also past-honoring.
I can bring this back to walking with my abuelo to La Campana, right, down 67th Ave in Miami, and thinking about, you know, how that was a space for gathering, for convening, for gossiping, for sharing dreams and ideas too.
For SOSA, art can provide more of those places. In fact, more community with others is his dream.
I'm dreaming about strengthening community and being more in communion with those that I love and faces old and new.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lauren Williams.
To see photos of Gabriel Sosa's work, visit WBUR.org. Tomorrow morning, we bring you the story of another local artist of color. She's a Boston poet and performance artist with an uncanny ability to draw people in.